Wind and solar power get most of the attention when it comes to renewable energy, but Duke Energy has another alternative, a type of hydroelectric power called pump storage. WFAE reporter David Borax visited Bad Creek Hydroelectric Station near Salem, South Carolina, where Duke is getting ready to invest millions of dollars in upgrades.
We're in a giant cave hollowed out of a mountain about 600 feet below Lake Jocassee in northwest South Carolina. That humming is a giant turbine with two functions. It's both a pump and an electrical generator. Preston Pierce manages the Bad Creek Hydro Station.
There's four units all arranged in a line. So you were beside unit number four, so you go 3, 2, 1. What you're seeing right here...
Think of this as a kind of natural energy storage. When Duke has extra power, like at night during the summer, it pumps water 1,200 feet up into Bad Creek Reservoir. When electricity demand goes up, like when we all turn up the AC on hot summer afternoons, Duke lets that water flow back down through the turbines to generate power, says Duke spokesman Tim Pettit.
This is a very large battery in that sense. It's a way of storing energy on a large scale.
The plant is a bit of a curiosity. Duke has 33 hydroelectric plants in the Carolinas, but just two like this one. The other pump storage plant is here too, at the other end of Lake Jocassee. Now we're driving across the earthen dam, a massive pile of rock. The billion-dollar project is named for a very small creek that once flowed into Lake Jocassee. When the dam was finished and the plant opened in 1991, it became a 318-acre reservoir. It stores enough water to produce up to 1,200 megawatts of electricity, which can power about 850,000 homes. Duke is getting ready to spend nearly $200 million to replace the turbines at Bad Creek. That will add another 200 megawatts of generating capacity, so the plant can power up to 1 million homes. As we stand on top of the dam, Pierce says work begins in 2018.
The big driver behind the upgrade is the fact that the station's been in operation for 25 years, and it's time for us to go through and do what we call a major overhaul on the units themselves.
Workers will take the turbines apart and rebuild them, one a year over 4 years. The two-pump storage plants generate a little under 4% of Duke's total electricity every year. In fact, they actually end up using more power than they generate because it takes energy to pump all that water up into the reservoir. That power comes mainly from Duke's nuclear, coal, and gas-fired plants. But it's power available on demand, says Pettit.
You know, electricity has to be produced the instant customers need it.
Bad Creek and Jocassee can start generating with the flip of a switch, which starts the water and electricity flowing. Nuclear, coal, and gas-fired plants, which provide most of Duke's electricity, take hours to start up. As utilities use more solar and wind, hydropower, and pump storage in particular, are becoming a more important part of the energy mix, says Megan Nesbitt of the Electric Power Research Institute.
So we're seeing the solar and wind, which we refer to as intermittent generation. The wind blows when it blows and not necessarily when energy demands are highest. So pump storage plays a huge role in this, in absorbing that excess energy from the grid and storing it for later.
Duke's investment at Bad Creek is part of a global trend. In China, Japan, and Europe, utilities are building dozens of new pump storage plants. U.S. utilities are mainly investing in upgrades at existing plants like Bad Creek. It all comes back to that idea of a reservoir as an energy storage pond. Right now, says Nesbitt, pump storage plants are the biggest batteries we have. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax at Bad Creek Hydro Station.